Time for What's Good here on 88.1 MyFM. Bob Perot with you, joined by Dr. Lena Lee, Deputy Medical Officer of Health with the Southeast Health Unit. Hello, Dr. Lee. Welcome back.
Hello, hello.
And also joining us, David Amott, who is a Mental Health and Substance Use Coordinator with the Health Unit. Hello, sir.
Hello, hello.
Good to have you both with us. Well, today
Thank
is Earth
you.
Day, and this week and over the next few weeks, people may be joining in cleanups around the community. So it's important to watch out for discarded needles. So, Dr. Lee, why don't you tell us why is public health involved with this?
So I want to start by saying spring cleaning is, almost a rite of, it's with the seasons, right? It comes every year, and it's a really good way, these community cleanups, to get outdoors, be physically active. They're oftentimes social events or a way for people to share care for each other and for our community. And so these are really wonderful things to be part of. One of the things that people may find as part of the cleanups, along with the sort of usual detritus of papers and plastics, and I know we had a bunch of really windy days, and so for us and our yard, there's all sorts of stuff that we found that was from the fall that we've been having to clean up. But one of the things that we do find in the community is needles and syringes. Sometimes you find them in places like garbage cans or around garbage cans, on the grounds, in parks or other places in the community. They are rare to find, but it does come up, and we want people to be sort of prepared or aware of what to do, so as to prevent inadvertently getting a needle stick injury. So when you're picking up debris or a garbage bag or raking things up, etc. So it is helpful for people to know that where to go, but then also helpful for us as a health unit to know where people are finding these needles. And so we'll talk a little bit about where you can report to the health unit as well. So the risk, I should say, just off the top, the risk of some sort of infection, such as a bloodborne virus, from these found needles is exceedingly low. But it's one of those things where you just want to be safe. You want to know how to handle it so that you can feel confident that you know you're doing the right thing.
So, David, how can those using needles handle them safely then?
So for those who are using needles, we recommend that they do not pick up needles with their bare hands. Not to recap needles, which means do not put the cap back on the needle. Do not force needles into a container. And if you're using a sharps container, do not feel the needles past the feel line. Usually on a sharps container, you will see there's a line drawn around the three-quarter mark. Make sure you don't feel needles past that line. And also, do not put used needles in the garbage, recycling, or drop on the ground.
So, Dr. Lee, what would someone do if they did get a needle stick injury?
So, the first thing is don't panic. There are really concrete steps that you can take. So allow the wound to breathe, bleed freely. Oftentimes, actually, they're so small that they don't necessarily bleed. But if you see blood, don't press or cover it up. Just let it bleed. Clean the wound well with soap and water, and really like scrub, right? Like the it's getting the soap and water to clean. That's probably actually the single most effective step in preventing any sort of infection or transmission for a wound, is cleaning that wound well. In this case, because it would be a small wound, soap and water is really appropriate. You can disinfect, for example, with an alcohol swab. Oftentimes that's not available. That's a less critical step than the cleaning, for example. And then cover it with something clean, so that it's not, getting in your way, and then seek medical care as soon as you can.
All right, so David, what should people do if they find a needle in their community?
Yeah, so the first thing we would like parents or adults to do is to teach the little children to report to them right away if they see needles in the communities, because we don't want little children picking up these needles. But for adults, adults can pick up needles safely, and here are important key things they need to know. So first, you want to have a pair of puncture-proof gloves. If you don't have those available, then you could use thick work gloves. You want to have a sharps container. And obviously, if you don't have the factory-made sharps container, you could also use like a hard plastic container or a glass container with. Make sure it has a lid so that you can cover it tightly. So you would wear your gloves and then place that container on a flat surface. You don't want it tipping or falling over. Now, using tongs or pliers, you can then pick up the needle, but make sure that the sharp end is away from you. Then you can place the needle into the container with the tip going in first. Once you've done that, you can close the lid to the container tightly and then wash your hands. You can also report this to us so we are aware of the needles in the community. On our website, you'll find a link there with report needles found in the community. That way you can report to us and we can do a follow-up or just let people in the community know.
Take care of business. So, Dr. Lee, what is the proper way to dispose of needles in the community?
So, these needles and syringes really should be put into a sharps container and disposed of that way, or a needle drop box. There are local pharmacies. Most local pharmacies will take these containers, or have these containers so that you can drop. You know, David was describing how to put one if you don't have a sharps container into an alternate container. So, bringing that to a pharmacy, you can also drop it off at a community needle drop box, and so that's a list that you can also find on our health unit website where to find those. There's lots of locations, and then as well the health unit where we have health unit locations that have the Smart Works program, we also have those needle drop boxes as well. And as always, more information on the health unit website. So we do actually, so there's a needle disposal and safety page. It's under the drug use and harm reduction page, but it is more broad than that specific topic about needle disposal and safety. We have flyers and pamphlets that you can actually download and print and post if that's applicable to you. And of course, as always, our website, healthunit.org, lots of information there. You can call us. And we have lots of staff. Well, I should say lots of staff. We have dedicated staff, expert staff, to be able to talk you through some of these questions if you have questions on things we didn't cover today. And of course, just generally, we also have social media on which you can ask questions as well.
Excellent. Well, Dr. Lee, as always, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it, and we look forward to our next conversation.
Me too. See you soon.
And David Amott, Mental Health and Substance Use Coordinator with the Health Unit. Look forward to speaking with you again, sir. Hopefully, it's not a year until we talk next.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm Bob Perot. Thank you so much for listening.